AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Some of President Trump's accusers are speaking up. They accuse him of sexual misconduct. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says there's nothing. Donnie is at the White House.
Homeland Security officials say the suspect came to the U.S. from Bangladesh 6 years ago with a type of preferential visa for people with relatives who are either American citizens or permanent residents. Here at the White House, spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says that's chain migration, something the president wants to stop.
If his policy had been in place, then that attacker would not have been allowed to come in the country.
She says the attack underscores the need for Congress to work with the president on immigration reform. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The suspect and three others were injured in the New York bombing. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the suspect may have crafted the device from online instructions. And so far, it doesn't appear to be part of a larger plot. Sarah Sanders at the White House says President Trump has denied the allegations of sexual misconduct against him.
This took place long before he was elected to be president, and the people of this country had a decisive election supported President Trump, and we feel like these allegations have been answered through that process.
Three of the 19 women who accused Trump want Congress to investigate. Samantha Holvey is one of the 19.
I have a new dream now that this man will be held accountable for his actions and that future generations of women can fulfill their dreams without worry of anyone treating them like they are less than because they're a woman.
More and more people in Southern California are evacuating, getting away from fast-moving wildfires. Landscape designer Jim Melnick is in Santa Barbara.
I'm saving my life's work here right now in terms of the drawings. These are drawings for the last 30 years. I'm trying to get them out of here. So it's crazy time.
A new record on Wall Street for the Dow, up 56 points at the close. This is AP Radio News. Free football is coming to smartphones with Yahoo.
Watching NFL games on your phone used to be a thing mainly for Verizon customers, but since the phone company bought Yahoo in a bid to build up its digital ad business, that's about to expand to anyone with the Yahoo app. Verizon's multi-year deal with the NFL starts next month in time for the playoffs. The situation's problematic for users with streaming services like Sling. They can watch ESPN games on tablets as well as televisions, but starting next season, no more tablets or phones. The NFL says the playoffs this season will be streamed live on Yahoo, a Verizon app, and the NFL's own app. Warren Levinson, New York.
Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is out for the season with a knee injury. The Eagles have clinched a playoff spot, and coach Doug Peterson is not worried.
If there's ever an opportunity for me as a head football coach to rally the troops, you know, now might be the time.
Backup Nick Foles now has the starting job for the Eagles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.